well.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
Attention all shoppers, we are back with Harley Schlanger from Germany, from the LaRouche Foundation. Harley, lots of things going on in the news. What's the latest from Europe and around the world? And of course, you're always at a distance. You probably get a clearer view of what's going on in American politics. What's happening? I don't hear Harley. I think he's ready, but somehow we're not connecting. Harley, are you there?
Yeah, I'm having trouble hearing you, Bill.
Well, I can hear you very clearly, so you just need to continue.
All right.
Yeah, so they'll patch through the board to make sure you can hear me. Okay, go ahead, Harley. Tell us the latest.
Well, I think we're seeing what you and I talked about last week, which is the Brits are trying to provoke something in the Persian Gulf. You know,
that's pretty aggravating, isn't it, that they would seize an Iranian tanker and then say, we don't want you to be shipping oil to Syria per, you know, whatever restrictions that they gave. It's like, come on, guys, you know. This I consider like an act of war. You don't see somebody's tanker, especially way down in Gibraltar. That's ridiculous.
Well, the report tonight, or today I should say, is that the Iranians have seized a British tanker. And the Iranians are saying that it was in Iranian water. The British are saying that it was not. It was on the high seas. But
It wouldn't surprise me if the Iranians did, if it was in Iranian waters, because the Iranians, unfortunately, this is one of the things about Iranians, and I know because I have Iranian friends, they're smart, but they're also very reactive, which means they're the peacock nation. If you tick them off and do something inappropriate, they may counter it. And again, they're no pushovers either. So, you know, if we start a war with Iran, we're going to get a lot more than we bargained for. And it wouldn't surprise me if they did, if it was in Iranian waters, because Iran, I'm sure, is, you know, desperate right now. And all we need really is on-the-ground verification they're not going to enrich uranium or create missiles to shoot at Israel. That's all we need. We'll leave the mullahs alone. We'll leave the Iranian regime alone. And what I see happening is Trump is the common sense in this equation, but the British aren't, are they?
Well, let's take a look at the broader picture here.
Right.
It was also announced in the last 24 hours that there's a possibility that Trump will have Rand Paul serve as an emissary to speak with the Iranians. Now, the question is whether Paul would do this as a representative of Trump or whether he would just engage in discussions with the Iranian foreign minister. But that's somewhat of a quibble point. The broader point here is that Trump and Rand Paul are both opposed to a war with Iran.
Right.
And having Rand Paul talk to the Iranians is an opening.
Right.
Now, as soon as this came out in the media yesterday, you have a British ship which may very well have intentionally strayed into Iranian waters
right.
to see how Iran would react. Now, given the way the region has been built up militarily,
right.
and the bluffs and threats against Iran, and as you say, the Iranians are trying to make it clear that they're not going to be a pushover.
Right.
Under those circumstances, if the Iranians seize a British ship, especially since the Iranians are still saying the British should release their ship, so you have a perfect situation for a provocation. Now, also you have to consider that in Britain, you have the government leaving shortly. Theresa May is leaving. It looks as though Boris Johnson is going to come in. Is it possible that he would be a trigger-happy guy who would launch an attack on Iran, which could lead to a bigger war, and force Trump, as the British ambassador said, they want to force a U-turn by Trump on Iran? That's a reference to the cable sent by the British ambassador to Washington, Sir Ian Darroch, who sent a message saying that he thinks, or Sir Kim Darroch rather, that he thinks that Trump is genuinely opposed to a war with Iran, but if something happens, possibly including the death of an American serviceman or something else, Trump could do a U-turn. In other words, is there a way the British could provoke a situation to cause Trump to go to war with Iran? Yeah. And so I would say before
You know, the thing is, it's amazing. These guys keep on being sneaky behind the scenes, including elements within the military and elements within his own party and elements within the British and these overlying things like Five Eyes that set up the scheme with Hillary Clinton and I call the demon rats, like Judge Pirro calls them. The globalists want war. But what's the face of war going to look like? Now, I'm going to give a little summary here of what it'll look like, because I know strategically, having worked in above top secret clearance, the first thing is the biopreparat weapons that the Russians had were transferred to Tehran and Syria. Secondly, the Iranians are no slouches. These are very advanced people. They captured one of our drones a few years ago and actually re-engineered it, so they have their own drones. And when the Iranians say that the British, that the Americans shot down a drone and say it was an Iranian drone, I'm not sure that that's probably true. If the Iranians said it was not their drone, it probably wasn't. But the fact is, there are elements inside the military even that want to assume that there's something going on to justify some kind of military strike. Now, if we strike Iran, Iran has the capability to strike not only Israel, but cities inside Europe. They have the range now. Yes, they may not have nuclear weapons, but, you know, they could easily have warheads from Russia that can snap on their missiles. I wouldn't assume that they have necessarily their own. But remember, they're just a proxy of Russia. So is North Korea, is just a proxy of Russia. So that a war with Iran is a war with Russia. And I don't think, let me just finish here. I think that we have to realize there's a biological weapons scheme going on here. There's also local military bases in the Middle East that Iran can strike. So this isn't going to be a simple, easy, sneezy war that's not going to kill a lot of people, including if we decide to use our big guns, we're going to be facing Russia and China. It's not going to be funny. This could accelerate to a World War III. Easy.
Well, that may be the British intent, but I'll tell you, there are a couple points here that are necessary to consider. Number one, Iran does not want a war. Iran is not interested in military conflict with the United States. They would like to resolve this thing peacefully.
Right.
Secondly, so would Russia and China.
Right.
You have an ironic situation here, where people in the United States think we're the global power, but the fact is we're a declining power. We're one bad derivative trade away from having another financial crash. The last thing we need is for the United States, either through a proxy or directly, to be involved in a war in the Middle East.
Oh, yeah, it would crash the economy, no doubt whatsoever.
And Trump knows that. Now, Secondly, in the last week, there were talks between top officials of the United States and Russia in Geneva on new arms talks. This was confirmed by both Pompeo and by Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister. Lavrov said, look, we're a long way from an agreement, but we're talking, there's progress being made, and we're looking forward to continuing the discussion. There's also the likelihood that sometime next week there'll be a reinitiation of discussions between the U.S. and China on trade talks. Now, in this context, you have a Russian-China cooperation agreement. The Indians are involved in that. The Japanese are involved in that, as are the South Koreans.
Right.
Trump is working with those countries on the situation in North Korea.
Right.
And so the idea that you would slide into war is not so simple. That's why the British are working so hard to provoke something.
Well, who's going to benefit? Would America benefit from a war? No. Would Israel benefit from war? Absolutely no. Would the Middle East countries, including Saudi Arabia, benefit from war? Absolutely not. In fact, people don't realize how close Iran is to Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and the Arab Emirates, and so on. And these countries don't have adequate levels of missile defense. They should realize if a war started with Iran, many of these cities and the military bases are in grave danger of being annihilated. And if we go to big guns, it's going to get extremely ugly. People don't understand this. Yes, we have advanced weapons. This is not a war we can win, is it?
Bill, this is where the U.S. military is playing a very leading role. General Dunford and the Joint Chiefs and the CENTCOM people on the ground are saying, don't push this. Back away.
Right.
We have a workable agreement on Iraq, a workable arrangement on Syria. We can get an agreement on Yemen. The Russians are talking to us. let's not push this thing to the point of conflict.
Right.
Trump does not want a conflict. That's why he played golf with Lindsey Graham and Rand Paul. And according to the reports, Rand Paul and Trump pounded Graham, not so much in golf, but over the whole question of why we don't need wars in the Middle East. Then it's leaked that Rand Paul will be talking to the Iranians on behalf of Trump. And Trump said, look, nothing like that was worked out yet, but if he has talks, that's all good and fine. I like Rand Paul. So we're in a potential new strategic geometry. The only ones who benefit from conflict are the British. The British want to see Trump taken down. They're intent on preventing a second Trump term.
Right.
This was the...
They know the only way... And impeachment's not going to work with Al Green. But the only way to actually impeach him is to crash the economy, which is his primary reason why Trump is succeeding. And the only way to do that actually is to start a war. So if the British succeed in getting him to be stupid and start a war, Trump's not going to get reelected, is he?
Well, this is what Sir Kim Darroch, the British ambassador, said in his cables. He said that Trump is not going to launch a war because he's concerned this would prove that his campaign promises were meaningless.
Right.
Therefore, he said, we have to cultivate our sources and get them to convince Trump to listen to us. Now, the British fully intend for there to be a war because they have more invested in this system that's collapsing than we do. Look, the U.S. economy as a whole is not strong. What's strong is the stock market, which is based on free money to speculators. If that stops, as you were just referring to, we'd have a crash. Without a war, we could have a crash. Now,
well, we've got lots of reasons to crash the world economy. This is one of the biggies that's easy to happen. And what's the advantage? The reason is, and you mentioned this on the show a few years ago, that the speculative economy stopped making money about 3 or 4 years ago because because you get 3 times the amount of interest on money by speculating than actually building product for industry. And as a result, the speculative economy now is stalled and it's on the teetering edge of catastrophe. And all you need is an event. And the British want to see if they can stay ahead of the event so they can profit from the disaster, just like wars are created by banks so they can get more profit. That's what wars are always, a banker event, aren't they?
Bill, the real intent of the British is to stop the United States, to prevent the United States from linking up with the Eurasian development perspective of Russia and China. And they're even more fearful now because they're seeing signs that Italy, Austria, even Germany is making taking initiatives toward...
Exactly. It's not just America now, it's European countries and other countries. I'm sure the same thing is going on with South America. If countries like Brazil started making
Pompeo is in South America right now.
Right, so big countries in South America are starting to realize their teetering economies there will come back if they join Belt and Road, and it's not just going to be a Chinese project, it'll be a world project by multiple nations.
Well, it is, and so what you have is a desperate attempt by the British, by the Tories and the people who are trying to control labor, which is basically the City of London and the international shadow banking system.
Right.
They're trying to prevent an alliance between the United States, Russia, and China. Why? For the same reason they launched World War I and World War II in the 20th century, because such an alliance would completely eliminate the power that the British had back then with the deep sea navy, and today that they have with the international shadow banking system.
Right.
If that shadow banking system is brought under regulation, if it's cut off from credit, if the central banks stop providing credit to the shadow banks, then the whole derivative-based, debt-based economy crashes.
Right.
That's what the British fear. And so they're pulling out all the stops to force Trump to launch an attack on Iran, which would end the possibility of a Russian-U.S. discussion, a U.S.-Chinese discussion, and put us on the brink of war.
I think that Putin knows now that the Mueller, I call it dossier, don't call it a Mueller report, is out that Russia and China can start making trade agreements with the United States now, and Trump knows it too, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's the whole point, that we've seen a turn, and Trump is now acting as a president.
Exactly.
And this is what scares the hell out of the British.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get emergency foods for your supply for preparation and get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, simulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapies throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids, stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bell can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back, Harley. You know, we had an interesting discussion with a couple of our guests this week, including Carl Gallups, who's a pastor, and John W. Spring and Jerry Barrett, who's also at Power of Prophecy. And they all say similar things, that on the right, there's what's called the Rhino Chaos Masters, people like PNAC, and on the left, we have the social communists that basically are Chaos Masters, too, all pretending that there's no solution. When LaRouche has brought out solutions for decades to simple trade and other issues that will restabilize and prevent war and encourage trade in a stable world economy with things like getting rid of the bubble economy and the speculative banks, which are, by the way, the British are probably terrified of the idea of passing Glass-Steagall in Europe. And if that was passed in America and the United States start to pull away from the reserve system and had something like Bretton Woods with a stable international currency exchange system, we would get rid of trade tariffs. It would be a part of the formula to actually stabilize the world, not only the world economy, but the idea of redirecting some of those monies we're putting into international war and to a defensive Earth strategy for collecting and protecting the Earth from a coronal mass ejection in space and protecting the Earth from incoming asteroids like Apophis coming in 10 years and from climate change, which may be cyclical patterns that could be very damaging like an ice age to the world population, but we're not approaching it that way. We should have a multinational approach toward defense of Earth instead of moving toward war. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Well, Bill, let me give you and your listeners a report on some developments in Europe in the last days that are highly relevant for this picture. Right. You have, on the one hand, the situation I referred to earlier, the chaos in Britain. No one's sure what the new government will be. What is clear is that they're going to be continuing to stir up mischief and chaos,
right.
Whoever comes in, whether it's Hunt or Boris Johnson or Bojo, as he's known,
right.
Because the only thing they know is to manipulate the United States and to create confrontation and provocation around the world. Now, some of this played out with the election of the new leaders of the European Council, the governing body of the European Union, where out of 750 votes cast, Ursula von der Leyen won by 7 votes as the new president of the European Commission. Now, she's someone who has no credentials. She was the family minister in a government in Germany. Then she was suddenly made defense minister. The military in Germany said she's a complete catastrophe. She nearly destroyed the limited military capability of Germany. And then all of a sudden, Merkel and Macron pushed her as a compromise candidate. For her to get in, she had to make a promise that she would decarbonize Europe 20 years earlier than the previous plan, which the EU has this plan of 2050 being down to zero carbon emissions. So she's saying by 2030, she'll get a Green New Deal through Europe and eliminate carbon emissions, which, first of all, is incompetent. It's anti-scientific. But in order to get the votes, she promised that in an effort to split the Italian governing coalition by getting the five-star movement to support her. And that's exactly what happened. So by getting the five-star movement to break with her coalition partners, the Lega, which, by the way, is now the largest party in Italy, they're creating a crisis in the government in Italy at the point at which the Italians were moving toward getting rid of the sanctions on Russia. So you have an extended deployment in Europe, which corresponds with the Social Democratic Party in Germany coming out with a proposal through their energy minister to have a 10-cent per liter carbon tax added to the price of gasoline starting in September. Now, when it was pointed out that this would hurt the poor people the most,
right.
They made a proposal that there would be a tax give back to the working poor below a certain level who couldn't afford the tax.
Right.
It turns out that a study showed that the only people that would qualify for this are people too poor to own cars. So they're not going to give any money back. This is another tax on working people and unemployed and underemployed
right.
people.
Right.
And it's going to, it should provoke something similar to the Yellow Vest movement in France. Whether it will or not, I can't tell you, because the German population has been so brainwashed and become so passive that it's hard to see them rallying on anything.
You see that, for example, after the war, they feel so guilty about Nazi Germany, when really it was only a minority that actually supported the Nazis, but they seized power just like any socialist regime. For example, if the Squad, AOC and her compatriots, seized power somehow, and the Democrats, let's say, took over power and were steered by them, it would be like Adolf Hitler. People don't understand it was not a majority of Germans that supported Adolf. It was a minority.
And so Hitler's party was falling in the polling. In
right.
fact, going into December 1932,
right.
when it was rescued by a bailout package orchestrated by the Harrimans of New York and their junior partner, Prescott Bush,
right.
who provided money to a bankrupt Nazi party that was starting to collapse in the elections.
Exactly.
So with something like 32% of the vote, they convinced von Hindenburg to bring in Hitler with the idea that this would be a transitional government and someone more competent would come in shortly afterwards. Now, the people who pushed that line knew that Hitler's plan was to come in and crush the left, crush the Socialist Party, the Communist Party, and the unions. And Hitler came in January 33. In May 33, on May Day, he invited all the national labor leaders to Berlin for a march. They marched, and then they were all arrested, and most of them either killed or put in prison.
Right.
So this is something which you see as a possibility, not because Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is a Hitler type, but because the people who are running her are supporters of that kind of policy.
Yeah, in fact, she was brought in by Justice Democrats, and these people are very parallel to what happened in Nazi Germany, aren't they?
Well, and it's the string pullers you have to look at.
Right.
You know, Ocasio-Cortez was essentially picked up by this democracy, what's it called, the Rainbow Movement or the Sunshine Movement, which is very similar to the Friday Movement that's connected to this Greta
yeah.
Thunberg over in Europe.
The website's called Justice Democrats.
Yeah. And they have huge amounts of funds coming in from billionaires who are involved in trying to impeach Trump. People like Tom Steyer, like George Soros.
Right.
There's a whole crew of them. And these are the same people who are pushing to get rid of automobiles, get rid of fossil fuels. You know, I just read there was something passed in Washington State that no new home can be sold with a gas oven in the kitchen, because natural gas is a fossil fuel, and therefore it's unacceptable.
Oh, really?
So now you're getting these kinds of dictatorial policies on the basis of anti-scientific lies about fossil fuels, about nuclear energy, and so on. So what you see is it's the string pullers at the top. And I wish that Trump, as opposed to just attacking the Squad, which is easy pickings, they're a bunch of illiterates.
Yeah.
But go after the people who fund them. Go after
the billionaires. I don't understand why George Soros is not already arrested. Why damn Tom Steyer? Now he says he's going to run for president. This guy's a maniac. And what's his agenda? His agenda is totalitarianism. They're not doing this for the good of the American population or the world. They're doing it to get power. They're power hungry. They're like a drug addict that wants another hit.
It's the same thing with people like Jeff Bezos of Amazon. You've got a whole crew of these people.
Right.
Who have ungodly amounts of money that they're willing to spend on behalf of an agenda which would wipe out half the population of the world if it's implemented. And
oh, more than that, if they went down to to 1750, the world carrying capacity would drop to under 500 million.
Well, and that's what they say they intend to do. That's what this Schellenhuber, the guru of the climate change movement in Germany has been saying for a long time. He, by the way, I pointed this out last week, but if anyone wants to investigate this, look up Schellenhuber, S-C-H-E-L-L-E-N-H-U-B-E-R, who is not only a knight commander of the British Empire, he's Merkel's energy advisor, and he's the chief energy advisor to the Pontifical Academy. He's the one responsible for Pope Francis's completely incompetent global warming document that the Vatican is pushing.
And by the way, the global warming document, people want to try to say the Pope, look, the Pope doesn't even qualify to be a Catholic, let alone a Christian. He doesn't qualify to be a decent human being because he pushes population control, because the Green Agenda is 95% population reduction. So this Pope is not even a Catholic, let alone a Christian.
Well, Schellenhuber, as you just mentioned, Schellenhuber has said the carrying capacity of the Earth is 500 million.
Right.
You have Prince Charles, who pretty much agrees with that, although he says that a billion people could be sustained. His father, Prince Philip, the husband of Queen Elizabeth II,
right,
who's one of the founders of much of the population control movement, gave a speech back in the 80s to a Swiss insurance company convention where he said, if there is reincarnation, I would like to come back as a deadly virus to deal with the population problem in Africa.
Right.
So you have people who are admittedly genocidalists.
Yeah, but the thing is, I could name the incubi and succubi of sexual warrior demons inside these monsters that consider themselves human when they're transhumans. They have demonic entities inside them. They're not normal. A normal, well, even insane person wouldn't say things like that. These people are evil to the point where you can't even qualify them as a human being.
And yet these are the people who are funding the movements that are telling us that the climate is warming because we have combustion engines and that we use fossil fuels.
It's obscene.
These are the people who came up with the hockey stick function and these other frauds.
And then they removed the data indicating that, in fact, if anything, right now, for example, we're in a moderate cooling period or mini ice age, and we may actually be heading toward a cooling period of the entire planet or a full stage every 12,000-year cooling period called a real ice age. So these maniacs are actually, it's almost like saying your house is fine, and the roof is burning. And they don't want to face the music because they just want to create chaos so they can get power. And they want power so they have control. It's like a drug. It's like this is their lines of cocaine. Their lines of cocaine are, I must be the ruler, I must be the leader in order to get high enough that I'm in control. In other words, I don't feel relevant unless I'm a dictator. Like, look at Ocasio-Cortez. She's an idiot. And she wants you to believe her religion, or she goes into a rage. I mean, she's a nut. But no more the people behind her are the bigger nuts, these string pullers that are billionaires, like, you know, terrible Ted Turner and others that want to actually reduce the world population. And if you don't believe them, you're basically an apostate. That's the way they approach
it. If you don't believe them, just read what they say. Read their quotes.
Right.
You know, they are open in some of these forums. Going back to the late 60s, early 70s, with the creation of the Club of Rome, essentially what LaRouche called the blueprint for extinction.
Right.
You know, the various programs, the Project 1980s, it was brought in with Jimmy Carter, Global 2000, the Meadows and Forrester computer simulations, which have all now proven to be completely inaccurate.
Right.
And yet they're still cited. So the question is, how are they getting by with this? Now, this is where you have to look at the Russiagate, you have to look at the Middle Eastern wars, and realize that the political class in the United States, the Bush crowd in the Republican Party, the austerity mongers among the Republicans, and the Obama-Al Gore faction in the Democratic Party, the Hillary Clinton faction, are committed to a completely different conception of man than the normal American thinks of who
right.
we are. The normal person thinks we're people who can change history. We can do something great.
Look, right.
Tomorrow is the celebration of the 50th anniversary of landing on the moon.
Right.
This should be a time of great excitement because we're now having a president who wants to go back to the moon. And instead, you have all this anti-space crap that's being dredged up by the same forces that are trying to convince you that your use of a car is somehow cooling the Earth, heating up the Earth.
Yeah, isn't that insane?
Well, it's a fight. It's a battle for the mind.
It is a battle for the soul of the nation and the world, isn't it?
Yeah, and we...
Oh, we went to break.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, Myco D2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutriMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, NUTRIMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutriMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutriMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle, using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
And welcome back, Harley. You know, the solutions are pretty straightforward. Lyndon LaRouche and the team, including his wife now, still traveling, dealing with the Silk Trail or the Belt and Road, the modern version of the Silk Trail. And the fact is that Trump is on side now. Now that the I call it the Mueller dossier is out, because really, when he gets in front of the Congress and they start asking him questions, he's going to have some tough times here. I think actually he's a criminal in terms of avoidance of the origination of the investigation when he terminated it. So I have a feeling that this is going to turn on the Democrats. It's going to turn on the globalists also on the Rhino side that want to start a war. And you're going to see, I think, in the next few months, a trade agreement with China. He's suspended the increase in tariffs. And you're going to start seeing also agreements with Russia to start tearing down the barriers to having trade with Russia, including with Europe, especially with another European stations that are making trade agreements with China. I think that this whole globalist scheme by the British is going to break down in the next 6 months to a year, especially if Trump is wise enough not to be pulled into a stupid war.
Well, Bill, don't underestimate the hysteria and the desperation of the people who are trying to keep this bankrupt system in place. And, you know, I had some communications from some friends of mine who are working with the Trump campaign, and the message they keep giving to the White House is don't be overly confident. The fact that you're running against a bunch of buffoons doesn't matter. The system is rigged against you, and you've got to keep looking for new flanks to get above it and outflank them.
I'll tell you the several things that I would recommend. Number one, Trump fires and gets rid of advisors that are actually pushing for war, like Lightning Bolt and Pompeo. Number two, he needs to bring in people like yourself and the Roos Foundation tighter, and people like me. I just got a contact this morning from one of our gentlemen who actually had dinner in Hollywood with Trump's son, Don Jr. So I'm going to have a backdoor directly to Trump here very shortly. We're talking about health care issues and other things. And the problem is when the public, like us, are down in the trenches, actually know the truth and the answers, like you've been at this for decades, and you know that there are simple solutions to issues with international trade and patents and other things, and that we need to actually have a defense of the Earth's economy, the Earth's environment, and the Earth itself from galactic events, like a coronal mass ejection or incoming asteroid. And the problem is, you see, the human race needs to realize we also have scientific challenges. We've got AI, which is the biggest danger in the future because it's going to not only sideline blue-collar but white-collar jobs. We've got the rise of genetic engineering technology, which I'm sure some globalists will try to use for life extension or to create transhumans. We've got the danger of advanced warfare, which is so vile and so violent with things like remote-operated drones and warrior suits that Russia as well as South Korea and we have developed, that we have a situation now where wars of the future will annihilate human populations by remote-operated robots, even killer robots like the Terminator. And what people should understand is we're at a crossroads now where we can decide to be decent human beings across the global scape of international trade and nations, or we can decide not to defend our planet from not only galactic and solar events, but also environmental events and the events of the change in artificial intelligence that could create a new type of cybernetic species that literally supersedes the human race. We're not approaching this as problem solvers. We're approaching it almost as victims, aren't we?
Well, Bill, let me just go through a couple of key points here. The first is that Trump can win re-election, assuming he makes it clear that his campaign promises from 2016 will be fulfilled, and that the reason they haven't been is that the Russiagate operation was a regime change coup against him directed by the City of London with coordinators in the Obama intelligence team and a number of Republicans. That's the first point he has to make, that he's going to fulfill those promises, but that the reason he hasn't yet has been because of the operations against him. Secondly, he's got to spell out to people that the reason people are still angry and frustrated is legitimate. They still have not recovered where they were before 2008. There's not been a recovery. EIR just put out a new piece and a special report in the July 12th issue,
right,
which is available from LaRouche Pub, called The Bitter Truth About the So-Called U.S. Economic Recovery. And we take three cities, Seattle, New York, and Los Angeles, cities that around the world are seen as centers of wealth and innovation. And we point out that outside of a very small portion of the population that's benefited from Hollywood, from the tech sector, and from Wall Street, most of the people in those cities are suffering. They can't afford right. apartments. They can't find jobs. They can't afford transportation. They can't afford medical care. And that this is not a recovery. This is a continuing decline. Here's just a figure on that.
Absolutely. In fact, that's why when they keep on controlling the economy, you're right, it's only one faction of the economy that's doing well.
Well, let me give you a couple of figures. Over the last four decades, 35% of manufacturing jobs are gone. We went from 19.5 million people in 1979 employed in manufacturing to 12.5 million today. You take the cities in the so-called Rust Belt, cities like Detroit, like Milwaukee, like Cleveland, like Buffalo, like St. Louis, Pittsburgh. These were cities that were directly connected to the auto sector, to the machine tool sector, to transportation sector. Their populations have dropped from 1990 to today. They've dropped an average of 50%. They've lost half their population since 1950. These were the great cities, the motors of the post-war boom. Now, what's replacing that? Healthcare. And as you know, Bill, much of what passes for healthcare is administration and fraud.
I call it Obamacare. In other words, they're embalming you. And when they pass the ACA, it's called the Affordable Care Act. It's unaffordable. The co-pays and deductibles are so high, most people can't use it. Please continue.
So what we did in this report is go through not just what's happening in the industrial wasteland, but also what's happening in rural America. And then we had a whole section called Drugged Up America, which identifies the problem that's been created by people like George Soros and the drug legalizers. Let me just give you a couple of figures. 25 million Americans in the last 30 days have used marijuana. There are 1.5 million cocaine users, admittedly, in the United States. 1 million heroin users compared to 300,000 in 2003. We have 25%. If you add in drugs for anti-anxiety, various kinds of prescription drugs, OxyContin, ADHD drugs, a full 25% of the American population is drugged up. Now, why is that? Why do people submit to that? It's that we have become a nation of pessimists who don't think we can solve problems because we've been deliberately attacked the same way the British ran post-World War II psychological warfare against the Germans.
Let me add a comment here. The first thing is people have lost hope. That's why you see the young millennials and post-millennials don't have hope, so they go into drugs. The second is we have pain, psychic pain, geopolitical pain. When you turn on the news, all you see is blather. You see, you know, battles back and forth. Nobody goes to jail. Nobody wears orange jumpsuits. The third thing is the average person can't afford unless they do two or three jobs. Now, sometimes the left makes statements, including Elizabeth Warren, that are factual. What I want to do is not force small business to increase the minimum wage. I want us to have a value-added tax to top up people's wages so they have a living wage and they can buy food and have a roof over their head. We need to have a policy toward building homes for the homeless and the veterans. Putting people that are wandering around in mental illness in camps outside, say, City Hall, need to go to a mental institution or have a mental home where they can actually be taken care of. And the drug addicts should not be given needle help. They should be put into a needle recovery. The problem is the medical system itself is sick. We need to get away from malpractice. We need to get away from fee-for-service. We need to get away from state licensure and move to national licensure and allow alternate pathways. But the primary problem is we don't give people hope. And what I see happening is the church, to a great extent, is what I call post-biblical. In other words, the political system and the church system and the educational system basically have teaching people to be like sheep. They should have what they call ba lessons, ba, because they're not teaching them to actually be realized we are the solution. Just like the Lewis Foundation, you guys always say you're the solution. I think you are. You have simple plans that fix things, right? Go ahead.
Let me just say something to the listeners who are listening to this and wondering what's the solution.
Right.
There are small numbers of people who have become awakened, who have figured out that there's something wrong and they need to do something about it.
Right.
One of the things you can do is go to LaRouchePack.com. Make this a daily habit. Check out our update, our video updates, our news updates. Every day it's updated.
Right, absolutely.
Then go to LaRouchePub.com and read the more in-depth articles. I have an article virtually every week on LaRouche Pub now.
Right.
Now,
and I post up both links, by the way, every week.
Well, good. The reason this is so important is because we're talking about a battle that's a battle for the soul and the minds of young people. And
right.
We need people who have had some experience, who have been through battles, not to retreat, not to throw up their arms and say, they're too powerful, we can't win. No, go out and start mentoring people.
Right.
Even if you have to stand on a street corner with a sign. I did this in Berlin this week. We had a sign that said, nuclear war is dangerous, not CO2. And this is in green Germany. And we had people coming up arguing with us. But we had a whole lot of people who came up and said, I agree with you, but I think it's hopeless. And I just said to them, look, I'm an American. I don't think anything's hopeless.
No.
I think the only thing that's hopeless is when you say it's hopeless. And I got people
laughing. The thing is, they actually sell hopelessness. You see the news media selling hopelessness. You see the churches selling hopelessness. You see the book authors selling hopelessness. And you see the dialectic where very few people are coming up being brave enough to say, you know what, we're not going to buy the left or the right, because both sides are selling chaos, aren't they?
But
Both sides are selling no solutions to any problems. And I seriously...
If people educate themselves and then speak up,
right.
You'll find that there are others who are willing to at least listen.
Right.
People who are willing to have their assumptions challenged. Especially if they're facing a situation where they can't meet their payments by the end of the month.
Right.
We've got an opportunity now. Trump has fought the deep state. He's fought the British Empire. And he's fought them to a standstill. He's not winning, but he's prevented them from doing the most damage. Now we've got an opportunity to use the period between now and the 2020 election to destroy this British Empire, these billionaire environmental quacks, to defeat the fake science.
But you know, it's not a matter of just destroying them. We need to give a substitutionary plan that's easy to understand, that's straightforward, and elevates people to realize, hey, there is a future. It's not the end of the world. When I look at the popping eyes of Ocasio-Cortez, one I call her absent of cortex. It's the end of the world. It's our World War II. It's 12 years, the end of the world. No, it's not, okay? And the problem is he's got these basically functionaries that are basically, if you want to call it, paid actors to act, to control. And really, like I heard an honest report by a so-called environmental expert that says, look, it has nothing to do with the green agenda. It has everything to do with totalitarian control. The controllers, whether they're on the left or the right, just want control. They're not really interested in whether or not they're going to save the Earth from an extinction-level event because of mankind. They're not interested in that. They're interested in control, period.
Well, and that's why we've got to give people the names of those who are doing it, give them the record of people who are doing that, and then show that, in fact, the American system was set up precisely to deal with this kind of challenge, that if we have a Hamiltonian credit system, if we have banking separation, if we invest in infrastructure, in physical production, we can reverse this thing. And that's why I would just finish by saying, celebrate tomorrow the 50th anniversary of our walk on the moon. Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin represented the entire human race when they set foot on the moon.
Absolutely. Remember their statement, right? One step for man, a great leap for mankind.
And you have now China on the dark side of the moon. You have India about to launch a mission to the South Pole of the moon. And Trump has a commitment to a 2024 return of the United States to the moon. And even that could be sped up if we have the right kind of credit and science policy.
Exactly.
So this is where you can engender hope. And people who are my age remember the hope that existed when John Kennedy told us we're going to do this not because it is easy, but because it is hard.